You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked them so much I had to bring them right on back. So today's special return guest is Eric Gelb, and he's the Director of Business Development over at PKF O'Connor Davies Financial Services. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Adam, and I hope you're doing well in this crazy time.
Oh, man, we are moving right along, and we are pumping out the positive, inspiring, and motivating content, and which is our mission. And I'll tell you, when I saw your show topic, so success tips for the new century, I got excited because you're one of the guys I love to talk to about that. And as you know, we could talk about it all day. But before we get started, I do want to give the audience that maybe didn't get a chance, or our newer listeners that didn't get a chance to listen to your first episode, a chance to know a little bit more about what you're doing over at PKF O'Connor Davies Financial Services. So let's start off with a little bit of background there, please.
Thank you very much. I have a CPA and an MBA, and the firm is the 29th largest accounting and advisory firm in the United States. We've been in business since 1891, which we're very proud of, and we handle businesses and families and individuals of all sizes, wealth, business activities, and whatnot, and most of it's family businesses, entrepreneurial, and it's a great place. And we're expanding in London, and we're helping people, which is exciting.
I love it. And based on your background and the type of clients you work with, and as long as you've been in the business, that's why I love this topic for you. So success tips for the new century. So where do you want to begin with that one?
Well, let's talk about time. I mean, you know, we all talk about it, that time is our most precious asset, and it's fleeting. So after this minute, it's gone, right? So especially in this crazy time of the virus, right, what's the most important, your health, your family, and your friends? And I think one of the tips, Adam, is to learn how to say no. We're all kind people, and we want to be helpful to people, but, you know, we have our own mission, or we should, like you do. And the question is, what are you trying to achieve? So a lot of people will get you to focus on their agenda and possibly pull you off yours. So how do you manage your time?
Man, I love that. I think if I had to narrow down one thing that I can attribute for any little bit of success I may have experienced, it's always when I understood the idea of opportunity cost. Like, if you spend 1 minute on one thing, you can't spend that same minute on another thing. Like, once I understood that, I'm like, it's hard because, you know, different times in your life, you wanna do different things, but at least to be aware of time, I mean, I love it. I love the thought process, and it's made a huge change in my life. Give us another tip, Eric. I know you got a whole bag full of them.
How about tests? You know, we all think about tests, that we finish our tests when we graduate school and we move on, right? But really, I think one of the keys I learned to being successful is to self-evaluate all the time. Don't beat yourself up, but, you know, really got to recalibrate. And let me give you an example. I studied advertising and copywriting, and I went to this seminar about 5 years ago, and this legendary copywriter, Herschel Gordon Lewis, presented, and he said, "We test." And he said, if it's working, we keep doing the marketing campaign. If not, we try something else. And we refine and refine the process, and we get it till we get the desired result. And at that time, he was saying that snail mail in the U.S. Postal Service was working. He didn't say why, but I think it had to do with that most people were doing email marketing and not snail mail via the post office, right? So he said, I don't really care why it works, which probably wasn't exactly true. It was a little dramatic. But the point is, if it's working, you keep doing it. But if you take stock realistically of where you are and then say, how could I improve and get a little bit closer to excellence and my goal, that is really how you can keep improving and succeed.
Man, you are dropping pearls of wisdom today, Eric. You came with your A game, which I knew you would, but you're not playing around. How do you think somebody, I want to take that one a little bit further, because I like that you prefaced it by saying it's not about beating yourself up. It's not about like that. It's about making a conscious effort for improvement. What would be an idea for somebody listening right now to kind of go through that exercise, if you will?
Well, the first thing is to try to visualize or outline what success or excellence means to you. And then take some sort of a stock of where you are today. So let's say you need 10 items to close a sale or to finish a project, or you need 5 people on your team, or, you know, 5 people on your basketball team, whatever you want to do, and say, okay, right now I have 3 of them. What is missing? So then you take one incremental step. You say, okay, let me get the forward. Let me get the guard. Let me get the next piece of the puzzle. And then you continually look at that and you say, what do I need? Or maybe you need to learn something. Maybe you need to talk to someone and get some more insight or a little bit more skills or knowledge. And you keep looking at that. And the focus should not be negatively on what you don't have. But if I add this, so you flip it upside down, Adam, and you say, if I add this little kernel or this little piece, now could I be 2 steps closer? And then you take a restock and say, oh, now I'm here. Wow, maybe I want to go to the right or to the left. But then what? Okay, so now I have 4 out of 5 pieces. How do I get that 5th piece? And then try to flip it as looking at your achievements and in the same time a realistic status of saying, geez, I could use 3 more things or 5 more things. But don't say, geez, it's so far from the finish line. Each time you get closer to the finish line, you have made an improvement, and you should celebrate that in some way so you feel positive about the work you just put in.
No, I love it. That's great advice. And I feel like you have one more up your sleeve for me. What do you got? You got another tip for me over there, Eric? You holding out on me?
You know, I always got one in reserve.
I know you got one. One in the hopper.
So I'll tell you what. You know, I used to be a big fan when I was a kid of the Jetsons cartoon on TV. My brother and I used to watch that every day. And I'm going to go back to Spacely Sprockets and talk about Cog.
Almost 2,000 episodes, I don't think we have a Spacely Sprocket. I need a bell. I need sound effects in here. Gosh, that first Spacely Sprocket reference. Go ahead, Eric. You have my attention.
So the thing is, you have to know where you fit in. You have to gain an understanding of your ecosystem. When I was working at Citibank in the early 90s, this woman, Jennifer, was on the team, and she was the Excel spreadsheet expert. And we went to pitch this financing to this chemical company. It happened to be in Cleveland. And we decided to bring Jennifer to the meeting. And she presented the one page on the mathematical analysis about the company's financial statements before and after we did the financing. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that after we walked out of the meeting, she had a much deeper understanding of how her role fit in and how she could articulate the story to the client. And they ended up hiring us. I think at the time it was about a $48 million financing we did. But it really, I think the key is, know where you are, know your expertise, and where you fit into the system, because we all work for someone. Even if you're self-employed, you still have clients, so you have somebody who you're accountable to. So know where you fit in and how to maximize that, so you could succeed in the best way possible.
Oh, I love it. And, Eric, I can talk to you about this stuff all day long, but we're about running out of time. So last thing, if somebody's listening to this, and they want more information on PKF O'Connor Davies Financial Services, or to connect, or to learn more about your writing, what's the best way for them to reach out and to connect?
2 ways, Adam. Thank you. 1, find me on LinkedIn. Eric, ERICGELB as in boy, and O'Connor Davies, you could find us at www.pkfod.com.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Eric, it's been awesome catching up with you on this Reunion 2020 episode. Can't wait to have you back on. I know you got some other projects and things you're working on, which we're not going to spoiler right now, but when those come out, you better believe I'm going to bring you back on the show and help you promote. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this, by the way, on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, and also leave us some comments in the comment section. Love to know what you're doing and what kind of businesses and things you're working on. So let's keep the conversation going in the YouTube community. And Eric, thanks again for coming back on the show.